Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Everybody follow these guys. Fucking nay!
I'm looking, some of your videos are 17 million, 15 million. That's insane.
There's like, over 38 videos over a million.
Bollocks.
Seriously.
You're on the creator program, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That'd be alright, that.
It can be, but there's so much. They have you by the balls.
Why is that?
When you're in the creator program.
We're in it, but.
It's pennies when you're low down. But see. You get a video with 1 million, right? So many stipulations. One, it has to be over 1 minute long. It has to be child friendly and all this bollocks. Yeah. So it's five different stipulations. Check the analytics on TikTok. It's fucking mental. So out of a million, I'd probably get paid for about 200,000. So about 20% of the whole video.
Do your three that are pinned, the three big ones, mm-hmm. were they all over a minute?
No, they're 15 seconds.
Oh, sure you didn't gain anything from me.
I see all the ones that's over a million. I'm not getting paid for any of them.
You would have made a count.
Not a shilling.
It must be easier to push a video if it's shorter. See, a minute long video, it must be harder.
The attention.
People lose the attention span of people because when you talk to people, you know, you can talk to them for a couple of seconds. See if they bore the tits, you switch off after a couple of seconds. It's the same as that. 5, 10, 15 seconds. If you can get somebody for 15 seconds out of a minute video, then you get paid.
Is that what it is? Uh-huh. We're rolling in the fivers and tenors, so yeah, that's what you're getting now. Like
70 quid, 120 quid. It's not a lot of money.
Serious? Are you on YouTube, no?
Yeah, but I don't really...
TikTok and Instagram, man. Do you Facebook?
I have Facebook, but I really use it. Really. I got everybody adding me. I don't even know who they are. Recently, I mean.
You have two people working for you on your accounts. What is it to do?
Chloe and Kirsty, they're friends. They actually started me Instagram because they're... Get this Instagram up. I don't give a fuck about Instagram. See if I go on the Instagram. What the fuck are you doing on it? But that's they're protective of it. But it's them girls that got that up there. I think it's a 75k. 75,000 in a couple of weeks.
Unbelievable.
It's doing my head in because I says to Chloe, right, she needs a passport because if I'm getting more work abroad and I need one or two of them with me. I says, right, see if I get the 100k. I says, fuck. I'll pay your passport and Kirsty and whatever it cost, but it's 89.50 because I've checked. 88.50, sorry. Honest to fuck. So I'll have to, I says, right, I'll get 100k. It looks like I'm going to hit that. So I'll have to pay the cunt fucking 88.50. And we, Kirsty. But fair play.
You'll happily do it, but because 100k, that's a big number. Like, especially on Instagram. It's hard to get followed on Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
That would be the hardest one on Instagram.
Where is my Instagram?
A lot of people are weird about following people on Instagram. A lot of people want to have more followers and less following.
See, I'm going
to make it look like
I'm on somebody.
They all come to me. I'm up here, there.
Yes, hi. People you actually know in real life do it too. Fucking, you know, that annoys me.
That's it, my official Instagram. Them girls started it on the 8th of July.
They followed the wrong one then.
70,000. Yous are looking at fake ones. There's two or three fake ones. There's 20 and 30 and 40,000.
7th of July, that's about 6 weeks.
And 6 weeks, 75k.
So you're not getting out of that passport.
I know. But anyway, fair play to the girls. They do that.
What do they be looking at you to do? Go over and just show up at an event?
I've done Teen Fest.
Seen that, it was class.
Good.
I seen the wee DJ. He's fucking, he's killing it.
What was that there?
That was a Teen Fest. It was up in some leisure centre up at the Shankill Road there.
It looked fucking...
But it was a good night. There was a lot of kids there.
From Macclesfield, aren't you?
Aye.
You must be like a celebrity down there, aren't you? Wade, is it?
BT45.
We used to deliver it. BT45. I better fucking wait myself. BT45. Yes, that's me.
They all know all that.
And see, you're on about Cookstown. I'll give you an example. My grandson, Larkin, he's 15. I says, come on, take him. One Sunday, I says, come on, go to KFC or something. He says, no, Grandad, take me to fucking Mickey D's. So I haven't got one in Macrophile. Talk about the Mickey D's.
The bottom across from Asda. The tire place. Aye, Asda.
Took him in there, and just as we parked up, we were running across, because I said, do you want to get in and eat in the car? He says, come on, we'll get in. So we're running across. I had no coat on there, too. This woman and a man and a motor fucking patient at her house. Take no fucking goddamn. It stops the car and she comes out. Can I have a photograph? And he's sitting. He's normal. It's my granddad.
Oh, I
freaked him out.
I know.
Fucking freaked him
out. How many grandkids do you have?
16.
Do they all love it?
Well, the ones I talk to, some of the wee young ones don't understand. My grandson, Jordan, he lives near the road. He's buzzing.
Classmates, fucking brilliant. It's unique as fuck.
They all are, really, you know. My sons, some of them let on, they don't.
I'm scunnered, grandad. I'm scunnered.
I don't know, but they're all matching all your stuff.
They're all telling me. My youngest son, Stephen, he's 25. He's a chef. He's telling me, Dad, you're getting me my hole sometime. You know? Me, go ahead, son. Swear to God, honest to Jesus. See, when he said that, I laughed my balls.
What's going on to him?
He must be just FaceTiming with Stan with the birds. Where's my granddad? He's on FaceTime.
Oh, he's out in the nightclubs going, you know, techno granddad. He gets fucking there.
They get that all the time. I feel sorry for him. My eldest, Paul, him and his wife, Michelle, got me tickets for Emerge this Saturday, so I'm looking forward to it. But
who are you going with? Will you just rack
up? I'm going with Paul and Michelle and two of their mates. I'll have the techno granddad t-shirt and a hat and all that.
You're going to need security with you, I'm telling you. You're going to get absolutely bombarded.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
You will, until a certain time in night where everyone's just that far gone anyway.
Are you going for a beer, or are you going just...
I don't drink.
Oh, do you not?
Do you not?
Yeah. Don't drink.
You're just don't high drink, on don't. Adrenaline, music. Love it, don't you?
When my kids were young, your whole total life goes towards your kids and your family, so I put music to the side. Mm-hmm. Then when I was ill, because I was really ill, had cancer.
Did you? Where'd you have it?
Kidney. I know.
When many years ago was that?
6 years ago.
Is everything all good now?
Oh, everything's good now.
Good stuff. But the way your life's just changed, man.
I had so much time to stop and think when you're in hospital, what do you want to do? I want to travel, and I want to do what I do. I have to fucking eat it all my life, so.
But did that ever, at the time, TikTok even hang
it? No,
TikTok basically started at the back of COVID. It really blew up, didn't it? Everyone started all their videos.
That's when I started on DJ Tommy Thailand, because I was there at DJ Tommy Thailand for about 3 years, and now I'm Techno Grandad for a few months, and it's just blown the fuck.
What was the Thailand connection? That you've always been to Thailand or something?
No. No, seriously, I never went.
You're not getting away with it here.
No. When I turned 60, we have a group chat in WhatsApp, me and my sons. Dad, of course, right? And then they decided to get me a surprise ticket over to Thailand, because I always wanted to visit Southeast Asia. So I went to Southeast Asia. They got me the tickets. They got me the money, the hotel, and all this here. I've been back ever since. I love Southeast Asia. I've been to Vietnam.
It's dirt cheap too, isn't it?
It's really cheap. It's not as cheap as everybody thinks it is now. It's because of the COVID thing. It's getting even dearer over there, but it's still cheap for us. But they got me that. And then when I come back, they changed my name to Tommy Thailand in the group chat.
That was you.
And that stuck. So I just says, fuck it, DJ Tommy Thailand. I'll do for, what do you call it?
Have you been every year since?
Oh, twice a year.
Oh,
yeah.
Twice a year.
Have you been this year?
I've been twice this year.
Anyone notice you over there?
Go ahead.
There's no way.
Honest to fuck, you're not going to believe in the airport.
Oh, I don't tell you. Oh,
I'm going.
Are you getting laughing at me right now, love?
Vietnam, Da Nang, March. Right, I went for a month. It made great. Went in for a steak just before I came home, because you can eat cheap over there. Uh-huh. But when you're away, I like eating in a good restaurant sometimes as well.
So you can eat for cheap, all right?
Oh, fuck out. So when I went in this restaurant in Da Nang, a wee steak restaurant, it made fucking great. As soon as I goes in, you know when people's talking about you and the wee waitress, Vietnamese. Swear to fuck.
I'm sure
Vietnam,
you're
seven,
no way she recognized me.
And this is only about 4 weeks in, because I was at 70k viewers when I was heading on holiday. When I got over there, it was about 200k in the space of a week. I was getting about 15,000-20,000 followers a day. Now it's, when I say only, it's slowed down to anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 a day.
Followers. You run out of people in the world. That's literally.
But you know the good thing, it's all to do with the analytics, lads, because see, when you think of it, when I took off, I was in Northern Ireland. All my IP addresses and everything was in Thailand, Vietnam, back to Northern Ireland. You know, so I had a worldwide audience. And I go lives. I don't know if you've seen them lives.
No, I have. You're forever on my algorithm.
There's
all the time.
Constant people from all over the world on it.
Is that relating to your IP addresses where you were at them times, posting videos?
I don't know.
But putting me on a balcony, that's one of your best ones. Where were you on that balcony?
Asda?
That looks like on the balcony.
Oh, that was my condo.
Oh, so where is that?
That's Bangkok. That's right. In Thailand.
So is that what you're saying? Was a lot of the viewers on that video from there?
When you're in different countries, obviously, you'll notice when you go abroad, say when you're on Thailand, say when you're on holiday, you're looking at it, and there's a lot of people from the country you are, because I had a lot of Thai people come in, and then a lot of Vietnamese, but I wasn't doing lives then, it was only videos, but now that I'm doing lives, I'm getting it all over the world, and I love it, people coming in from different countries. Then you get the dickheads coming in, but you didn't make my match, and all this fucking shit, you know.
Oh, Jesus. I can only imagine your inbox. It must be fucking chaos.
I don't even read it.
Here, so Maherfelt is a small enough place. Like, you must be like the star rolling through the town whenever you walk down the street.
It's not as bad, you know, because it depends which part of Maherfelt you go. I go into a post office, it's near the bus station, and all the wee kids get out of school. You get 15 and 16, you're like, you want to take a fucking photo?
You have to embrace it all. Like, that's what comes with it.
Absolutely. Everybody says they don't like it. It's a load of bull. The only time I wouldn't like it is at a funeral. And I was at a funeral recently, and everybody said, what the
fuck's sake?
Fuck's sake.
Swear. Funeral in Antrim. This lad. Fuck, I take no granddad. After the funeral, he says, can I take a photo with you? I says, all right, no problem. I was in the suit.
Oh, I seen that one. That's on.
That was only last week. Or
we got. Oh. We went to the Fela. We were at the Fela last week, and
I would love.
We went there. We've toned. I went there with two. It was the dance. Good crack. We were getting people asking for photos with us at it. So we're brilliant. Some fella actually. I bumped into the. Do you know the USC fighter, Keenan Lattern?
No.
So he's in the USC.
He's from Cookstown,
right? And I thought I bumped into him, and I says to him, I said, "Fuck here," because I asked him to come on the podcast, and he's like, "Right, he gave me his number." And he said he was coming on, but just as that, someone ran up to me and was like, can I have a photo? Can I have a photo? I love your podcast. And I was like, yes, no sweat. And then he goes, you have no phone, will you take it? I was like, no, fuck, not taking it. And then Keelan said, he kind of gave me his number and said he was coming on, but text him, and he ended up not. He didn't get a reply.
I wanted tickets to go to Lord Jordan, was there, my grandson. Says it was brilliant.
Best of Belfast. What was we didn't even see him. As we were away, it was licensed, so it was, mate. We were like drawing through a rut.
I hope it's not raining in the merge.
No, it's given. I've been on all week. I'm going myself. It's given just cloudy. So
you going Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Me too.
I'm about for you, mate.
It'll be hard to miss the season. For anyone watching,
I'll have the techno granddad garb on. I'll have the t-shirt on and all that.
Will you be not far from me? Because we'll be watching the same. Hannah Liang, Ben Hemsley. And then I'll move over to my bay.
She's with Notion. That's her management. Mm. And they pay me to do videos for her.
Is it because the viewers you're getting? It's insane.
Yeah, that's big. Like, she's top of pops. Like, hers. She's really good looking too. I know.
Yeah, how long does it take you? 10 minutes doing them videos? Or
15 seconds, would it? As soon as I see a video, I have an idea in my head right away. I'm getting sick of doing them in the house, so I went different places. Trying to get itchy feet. I won't go on holiday again.
Seen the one that was falling stick?
Two or three of them. They're easy. That's the easy part of it. See the thing that pisses me off? Well, it used to. That's why I got the girls on board, Chloe and Kirsty. They do all that. I have an email, business email. They deal with all that.
They're like your admin?
And then they are my admin. Oh. And I call them my managers. We have a group chat manager.
What age are they? Only young?
The girls is only young. Kirsty's in her 30s. Chloe's in her late 20s.
That's the best age. But they
are totally wired in. And it's... They're learning me some things about something. See all that fucking bollocks about, you know, do this video from 1:18 right through to 2:07. I just don't fuck, let them do themselves. But they sort all that shit out. I just do the videos.
But that's good because people just look at maybe who viewers here today don't know. Have seen your videos, just go, that's your fella, just dances her. You have people behind the scenes. You're making videos for Hannah Liang. Do you know what I mean? So there's more behind it. It's not just...
There's a massive... amount behind it, so
I didn't know none of that until
there's a lot of big European DJs I've never heard of. I am actually working for them now. I'll give you an example. You get all the wee dickheads on TikTok. Hey, you've already done that video fucking 3 times. I'm sick of it. I'm getting paid for all of them constantly. Every time I do one of them, I get paid for them.
Oh, I fucking right.
So it's if I do a video 8 or 9 times, I've already got paid 8 or 9 times for that.
Have you got to meet any big DJs?
Ben Nicky.
Matt's Matrix too, didn't he?
Well, Matt's Matrix are them lads.
We asked him to come on the podcast, but you can maybe put a good word in for us. Ben Nicky,
probably. Matrix, if you're watching, do you want them?
Where do I look?
Bungie!
Aye. Lads, come on the fuck, you know what I mean?
I've been looking day and night! Right. Well, here, what a tune.
Powerful.
I'm in a group chat with them lads. D made the group chat, so anytime they want me or I want them about something, because they're very, very tech savvy. I'm not.
Yeah, have the founder yet? Have the phone card?
It's in my basement.
Tied up like a chicken.
That's a proper wonder tune. Like, that's
I don't know what type of charge or what way it works now, because it's typical number one on some type of chart.
Is it a music video for it?
Yeah, but they've done it themselves. And then I done a wee mess about one up in some park near where they live. Good crack.
They're not far from here.
Woodville or somewhere. Aye. From the top of Shannon type area. Oh, they're two boys, so we're hoping to get them as well.
Yeah, would you not? Are you not going to DJ yourself? Are you a DJ?
I'd call myself DJ Tony Taylors. I know all the music. I've been loving the music for years.
Did you operate the decks? Like,
don't even know how to turn them on.
Oh, do you not?
Just stand there.
I thought I seen you somewhere in one of your videos up behind the deck stick, or it was something just synced in. I thought you and you were maybe just standing behind it, know what I mean?
No, that was Teen Fest. Could be DJ, he's going places. And he was doing the decks, and I was just that fucking idiot.
That's the one I was on.
That wee fucking ball looked pumping, and all the kids looked fucking
700.
Is that what it was? We had the laser disco back in the day. We was placing the laser shant there, but it wasn't them like that. And I was fucking, that wee place looked brilliant.
Well, that was my first one up on the stage, and I want more. I want absolutely hundreds more. And there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline I can't even tell you.
But see, because Hannah Lang's on Saturday.
Saturday.
But you not bring you on then?
No, she hadn't texted me yet. The way it works is their management, all the artists' management text me, probably don't even know me. But then again, when the management tell, oh, look at them, Ben Nicky contacted me. All the big DJs in Europe contacted me. As I say, you don't know half of them until you get, and then I'm looking at their socials and their bios at the start. He's like, half a million, and I got more than most of them. Nicky's on 1 million, I'm on 750,000. There's a whole lot of them in and around, you know, between 100,000 and 600,000.
It's hard to play up so quick. People have been doing that for years and years.
When I get to 100,000, I was over in Thailand and I got excited. When they get to 100,000, I says, right, that's me, happy as a pig in shape. I love to get a half them. But I got a 500,000 in a couple of weeks. Well, a few weeks. And now it's at 750,000.
You want to hit the big mill soon, like?
Don't know. If I do, I do. I don't.
Of course you will. It's only going to go up then.
The girls is more concentrated on, they're buzzing about their Instagram. It's their Instagram, not mine. It's my name.
They get the balloons and all out when I hit 100K.
Every 1K. We get 37,000 now. And then the next day, it's 39,000.
I keep it in tune
with it all. They upload my videos from TikTok, and there's watermarks off TikTok, and we have a thing that takes a watermark. But I also make the odd one.
Is he doing that? Does that not like pixelate the video a bit? Downloading and taking that watermark off?
When they're taking the watermark off, I've noticed the lip syncing isn't on spec.
You just save it before you upload on TikTok?
Don't know how to do it. I've tried to do it. There is a way to do it. I'm not savvy that way.
No, never mind.
But I just bang the odd video on Instagram, one every 3 or 4 a week. Direct instead of TikTok, direct to Instagram.
TikTok's every day. You nearly have to do it every day on TikTok.
Every day. I want to keep where I am. I want to keep doing it, so I make 10 a day minimum. 10 videos per day.
Oh, 10 videos a day.
And then yesterday I only done 8 or 9, but mainly in and around anywhere between 7 and 10.
Tommy, do you know? So see on TikTok, see when you upload another video, does it slow any of your ones down, or do you not find that happens?
I haven't time to check, to be honest, and the girls is telling me, look, this one's up to 500,000. As soon as the videos is up, I don't even check them, the girls do.
But that's good, it takes pressure off you, and you just record, and then they look
after it. That's all I do, they really are busy, there's loads, and they have families themselves, and then I'm getting work on a Sunday to do. I says, girls, listen, I employed them because it's all, everybody was contacting me through TikTok Messenger, and because of so many fake accounts, they're still doing that because I don't want to contact my business email. Most of my work comes through me, and then I give it to them. And any other stuff that comes through them, they give it to me to I check, because a whole lot of stuff I don't do. I think some of the stuff's cack, basically.
Shit.
I said, put it like this, it's not for me, I wouldn't do it. And they says this isn't for Technogram. So there's a whole lot of stuff I wouldn't do. I only do the stuff for, like, unless there's no work coming in, there's a couple of mediocre ones, I just get the money in there. Money fuck.
What did you do before?
Fabricator, welder, betrayed.
What's that there?
Stainless steel fabricator, welder, making... Used to work in shorts for 3 years, then I worked in the mainland, English. In the mainland, it was Coventry, Bournemouth, all over the UK, basically. Just going around fixing faults in different sites, different shopping centres, you know, like handrails, balustrades. Do you know the glass and the ornate stuff on that there? Lifts,
yeah.
Escalators, things like that.
Have you done that for years, like?
I've done that for a few years, but also I was in a factory 16 years making all stuff to do with the meat and food industry. You know, like conveyor systems, stainless steel wash basins, urinals where you do a pitch in the bar, tons of things like that. So that's my trade.
So you were just a normal,
just normal guy
before all this.
Normal guy.
Normal guy.
No.
We're all normal.
Before the madness of social media. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's an R side to the story, or you were just.
I was like a wee mid. This DJ Tommy in Thailand, it was like a wee 10, about 16 accounts playing about. Like a wee mini one. Everybody knew. And I've my own merch, DJ Tommy Thailand hats and shit like that there. Now I have the Techno Grandad shit.
Where can people get a hurley all this in? If buyers hit you up or TikTok.
Also, I'm on. There's a Feral Clothing I'm with. They are a big, it's like designer hard style and hard techno gear they sell. They make it themselves. It's fucking good gear.
You should have set a wee stall up outside of merch, you know? Oh,
you get lynched up there, so you would.
In Belfast, won't
you? No, them fuckers, they want to make a couple of quid themselves. Here, me. I'll sneak a few armbands in.
Yeah, I do something like that, definitely.
What else you have? Hats, t-shirts?
I got DJ Tommy Thailand hats. I've about 50, no, I've about 40 of them left. 500 armbands. I've got 200 pens, Techno Grandad, so.
People buy all that, huh?
Yeah. £1 for a pen, £2 for a wristband, £10 for a hat.
Cheap and cheerful. Bucket hats?
Bucket hats. I have sold at least 500 to 600.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Worldwide.
What? Bucket hats?
Bucket hats.
Seriously?
I've been doing them 10.
In a lot of weeks just?
No, past 3 years as DJ Tommy Thailand.
Oh, God. Yes.
So did you buy them and then you ship them out, or is it like a
I buy them in Thailand. I buy them in bulk, say 50 at a time. I get them for about £1.50 each a hat. Then I hand them on to another section that does all the... I don't get the old sticky stuff that comes off in the wash. I get the embroidery. So I pay about £1.20 per hat for that. So it works at about £2.75 a hat, and I sell the hats for a tenner. But then again, postage and packages is about £3.50. So
he owns his own embroidery business. He's in the all that, so he can sort you out if you ever need someone.
Anything done in Belfast, huh?
Go ahead, mugger. I must have a word with you.
Did you go out and meet the sailor out there? Or did you just...
I was doing a lot of fishing. When I started to go, I says, right, I could make money at this sort of thing. Because TikTok, I had 20 and 30,000 followers. So I was sort of like a not mediocre, that's the wrong word.
Creeping up.
Everybody sort of knew me around here. And I says, I'm going to get some stuff here. So I done my own merch. I done my own hats, and then I done my own t-shirts. I only done about 20 t-shirts first, and then the last time I done 5. As soon as I had the 5 done, they were gone. As soon as that's a Techno Grandad ones, they were away. But there's money to be made.
Do you have 2 TikToks or do you change your name?
I had 15 TikToks.
What?
15.
Did you are?
Because I like swearing and raking about, I slay the balls everybody on DJ Tommy Thailand, do box battles. You make a grand in a week and that on alone.
Do you? Huh?
But then again, you're happy saying 400 quid out in prizes. So.
Yeah.
What is it you do?
Box battles, it's not for everybody. Everybody comes into your box. They're sitting and then they're trying to get their mates to join, and people give them gifts, and then the lowest score goes out, and then I bring somebody else in, and then the winner gets a prize. Depending on their score, they get a prize, you know.
Do you ever get a universe?
Yeah.
Do you? Mm-hmm.
Lions, like
what, much is
biggest
it?
One. I've got 2 or 3.
Much, much other? Much you get?
The cost, 480 quid. That's legitly, but there's things you can do where you get a VPN and say you're from Brazil, and then you can buy a universe for something like 280 or 300 quid. Or 350, I don't even know.
I think it's mad people do people.
Isn't it?
Money or someone sitting on the anyone here is fucking 500 quid just for just because I like you.
And also see if someone sends you had like what's in return damage, just give them a wee shout out or something. Or like
you have to just give money away. There's a lot of really, really rich bored people, and they're probably sitting there. I'll give these peasants this. What do you see? Because that's what I'm surmising. You know, you get these millionaires just fucking click a button, send a universe. One, there's this guy comes onto my techno granddad lake at 9 at night. He's given me two big. He's given me a Zeus. Have you ever heard that one?
Never. What's that?
It's a one below the universe. And I'm sitting. You know, just for playing music, acting a lake.
And this is every night?
No, it's happened twice. No.
He's by simple on the balls himself,
probably. You know, it's just, you don't know who's in on any specific time of the day. But this specific one comes in, he says, you do a lot of good for a lot of people. Fair play to you. And he's a foreign guy, he's an Arab, or I don't even know his name.
Probably fucking multi-millionaire.
Take that there.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
It must be.
But I only got 100. When I say only, I got 120 quid for that. Where else? It must have cost him about over 400.
Where's it cutting off? Or where's the rest of it going? If it cost him
TikTok,
TikTok gets it.
TikTok gets 70% of the gifts. Every gift.
No way.
70%.
And if it take the bomb, people and value people, they're fucking taking all that money.
I lost one of my accounts there, 14,000 or 15,000 there yesterday. DJ Tommy Thailand 003. That's one of the ones I've done box battles on. I get a load of people that's coming in my box. People don't like them, so they report my live, or they don't like me. One of the two constantly report me. So sooner or later, if you get a load of accounts and you have a load of hits against it, you can't get people in. So if they get banned, it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm not getting the viewers. I'm lucky if I get 50 people in it. Whereas when I go on Techno Grandad, I think I had 652. That's my record so far. And I'm only doing it a couple of weeks. There's usually 100 or 200 or 300 in every night for an hour. I only do it for an hour.
Twice daily you do it?
Twice daily, four o'clock. Mm-hmm. Not all the time.
Do you ever get much people coming in being a cockhead?
More kids. And then, the religious dickheads, I get them out right away. You said, we're Celtic or fucking Rangers. Loads of times. And then, UVA, IRA, all this here. My mods just put them out right away. You get all the kids. What do you think of the LDGPQ? You know all this here? I feel like Senator felt in a wanker, you know, but I don't, you know. And then what I used to say is LGB, you know, lesbian, bi, queer, all this here. Fair, and anybody do what they want.
Yeah,
see the rest of the fucking idiots.
All the ones are adding on.
Honest to Jesus. I have nipples. What the fuck's all that about? You know, I am pansexual, anti-fucking amorous. Get away the fuck.
Oh,
wired up.
And it is. It's
identifies a cat.
I bought a few of them in there.
Dirty wee cats, brother.
Talking about booking, what's say the Shazzy Shankle on here?
She's on the side, just sitting on.
Is it? I know I fucking sniff this before I go, Shazzy, you bitchy. I watched part of that one with Shazzy and Alan.
We had that was our first one. It was a bit weird. We had to cut so much of our podcast. It was insane. She said some. What was the stuff she was saying?
Oh, there was a lot edited out there. You can only imagine. I think, how long was that episode?
It was on for an hour. It was an hour and 50 minutes recorded, and we put out like 45 minutes. It was literally chapped every 2 seconds because the stuff that they were saying.
The peelers.
They were fucking whapped out of their heads. Fucking Al near fell down the steps on the way out. Swear to fuck.
That was our first one. We had to start it off.
I don't really know them, but what a season of. Did you not see the one?
So what is it?
I put on the video. Do you know the Chinese music? I put on the video. It says, would you rather play Chinese music or box Shazzy? And I'm sitting there. Hold on.
he was considering it when she was up.
Are you serious? She's a fatty like a fucking fish. You ever seen?
Is there no teeth or nothing? Faster, oh, fucking Dexie holding his leg.
I mean, watching a video with him. He's up and down the shankle, sailing.
I know.
Slamming slickness. That's
him. Yeah, we love it.
He's drooling everywhere.
Yeah, sure it was.
We had to pick him up.
Did you get a taxi up?
No, wouldn't. They let us down five times. We free sat in here.
So you just sitting like Egypts and...
They never came. And then the fifth time, I was like, right, I get down your door. I'm down, fucking got her in the car, got him in the car, and come up here. And fucking sat there, and as the podcast was on. And they're like, oh, right, you need to go.
As I say, I don't know them, but what I see, it's just I steer clear of
them. We know, like, we want to bring, we want to do something different.
A bit different than the usual podcast, you know what I mean?
As we're saying,
this is only my second one of an hour one to do, so.
Do you?
I think you'll be doing many more, mate. I think you'll be.
But as I say, I just like talking to people anyway. And it gets you out there, you know.
100%.
You're going rightly, lads. You're doing well.
We're going to keep her going. This is recorded. You're the second one we've recorded this week.
We're going to change it up a wee bit.
I've done one there for an hour. A couple of lads. Fays or Rays.
There's hundreds of people doing it. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
There's a whole lot of people. My son says, Dad, there's one of my mates is doing it. Would you do a podcast with him?
There's one in Cookstown. Down Solly there right beside you. Do you know what Derry Laurel Industrial Estate? And there they are. But their studio is very good. They do competitions. The bar competitions.
There's one down south I'm doing it. It's is it from Dublin? Some woman from Dublin. She, in a couple of weeks I'll be doing it.
You may get a bit of a following from down there because you said you don't really get that's from down there.
I would rather.
That's tactical.
I would rather go down. See if I get any raves in Ireland. I'll go to them.
I'll bring yourself.
Because there's very few people from Ireland come in. I don't know why.
The festivals, this is nearly, it's come to an end now. It's come to an end. Creamfields is on Saturday and Emerge, and that's it, really starting.
Well, I'll go to Emerge, and then there's...
Telegraph? Are you going down at the after party?
Monday, are
you? 21st.
Do you dance all the time,
song?
I just rake about. Can't dance a fucking save my life, but I love it. Just raking about.
You're a big unit, like, I don't think you're that big. What size are you?
6'2".
You don't look it in the videos.
That's what everybody says. One of the first videos I've done, I was on the wife's net well. No, I'm stair lifts. I have one. I make him down the stair lifts. I'd get about a million. Me like a fucking player. Good Christ.
What's she think about it? She
loves it. It's getting me out and about more too. So this is why I love it.
Sure, you like it's like a whole new life to you now.
It's great. It's absolutely brilliant. I was sitting there. I'm a family man. As I say, I've three sons and a daughter. I've four stepdaughters and a stepson. And I've 16 grandkids. So I'm kept busy. The family life. Most of them have their own families, but it's nice to do something for yourself. My kids is when I was sick in hospital, I said to myself, "Fuck this! I want to do what I want, and I want to travel. I want to travel mainly because TikTok was never even heard of. And then the second lockdown, I seen Egypt's making videos on TikTok, and he's in no shade. Seriously, I'm in shade. And then they're getting fucking 2,000 or 3,000 views. Then 2,000 or 3,000 views." My first video got over 1,000 views. I was saying,
it's working, it's working.
Honest to God, it's working. But that was joking. I took the piss, everybody. It wasn't the music. It was DJ Tommy Tynan. You know, say some... Are you allowed to say fat? Fuck, I'd say this fat cunt was on it. And, right? And she was doing something stupid. And I'd take the piss clean out of her. Or a deaf and dumb man. Who finds out? You know, I still do them videos, but not as much now because Techno Grandad's all music.
But that's your roots, like that's your first where you were before, so you keep that in there.
It's all humor.
That's it, there's a big market out there for it. There's people, like left, right, and centre, there's podcasts everywhere. People, we have actually a few more ideas. We're going to space this up a wee bit
good
in the next couple of weeks, but it's even this alone is working for us at the minute.
Really, really
we're
well.
Going to do different, like,
not give too much away. We've ideas, you know what I mean? Good. Because it's a lot of the same things, sorry, mate, go ahead.
There's a lot of stuff I have in the pipeline too, and I would love to tell you.
Yeah, Tom, have you ever been to Ibiza?
Twice.
Have you? What year?
Recently?
When?
1980.
Back when it was worth going.
Oh. See the music then. It's unbelievable. Proper trance. House music, trance.
What's your favourite? Is it techno your favourite?
No.
Old school trance? Yeah. That's my favourite genre as well.
Old school trance. DJ Tommy Thailand done that for 3 years. I'm just bringing it. I'm doing techno in my lives, but I don't know if you've noticed, if you watch. And bring a wee bit more old school trance.
Keep it coming. There's not enough
and
of it here.
Popular.
It's not like normal grand music, like 80s and 80s. It's not like any other stuff.
Paul Dunigan? That's like Hunter Racer shit.
I'm on about
it. I bought my granny. Yeah, fuck up.
I like ABBA. I love a bit of ABBA.
I love ABBA.
That's music I'm on about.
Blondie.
Blondie? What's that? What's her Blondie song? That Blondie, the main one.
There's about six or seven. And Call On Me.
Aye, that's it. I think that's it. That's a tune, that.
That's old school.
That is really old school. That's such 70s, late 70s.
What age are you, Tommy?
65.
Well, you don't look it, mate.
I know I don't. So, well, everybody says I don't. No, seriously,
no, you don't.
My kids keep me young.
What age is your oldest kid?
36. Paul's 36.
I'm sorry. What did you say, how many grandkids you've got? 16.
16. That ranges from...
That's brilliant.
Ranges from 21 down to about 8 months. 21 right down to 1. 1 to about 21. So they're all different ages. Don't ask me what ages they have.
We'll all be getting a good Christmas present this year.
Christmas. £2,000 a year on the kids, and now the kids, they get fucking very little. A lot of money goes to their grandkids now.
We're getting £2,000 each after all these videos, Tommy.
I
know.
I guess it's only a lot of weeks.
They're not allowed
a couple of months till Christmas. So picture numbers you're going to be on by end. Well, hopefully.
Do you set any targets? Have you?
My targets so far have reached. I have a few personal targets I want to do as well. For Techno Grandad, it's not non-stop. Every time I want a target, it's bait within a day or a week or whatever. You know, my first target was 100k. I've done it.
How quick?
2 weeks.
Freedom.
That's 2 weeks. That's fucking insane. Like,
and in 4 weeks it was nearly half a million. It's in 3 months and 3/4 million. That's what I mean. It slowed down a little bit.
People just love Grant. Like,
99% of all my comments, well, the girls would tell me, he says, everyone loves you. It's not, you know, you get the odd dickhead. Can you send me this? And I get a lot of fruits. I'm sorry. Gay people. I think you're quite nice for your old. See if I was a fuck mate. See if I was a gay lad. Well, see if I was a fruit. Fucking hell. Tell you, I'd have 3 boxes of tissues but see me. What a biggie! But fucking brilliant.
Do you get some creeps, aye?
Fuck.
Not getting no woman.
Oh,
no,
do you? That all the time.
Do you? Maybe London.
Pass them on to the big lads.
And it's not even kids. You get kids on your lives saying, Techno Grandad, give me a shout out. Yeah, there's married women. There's a lot of fucking bored married women. There's bored people, and they're liking me and doing this and leaving me these comments. You don't reply to most of them.
Oh,
most of them.
Most of them.
They are a couple. Of
most of them. The rest of them. Most of them are my mates. No, but some of them. I go away on weekends with them.
Dirty weekend?
No. It's just like they're friends now with them.
All right,
the past 2-3 years, and they're good friends. We've been to Port Royce, different hotels, Scotland, magic, just fucking, you know.
You're getting about right now, aren't you? Traveling and you're doing what you want to do.
This is what I want to do.
Oh,
I still want to travel.
100%.
Nobody knows nothing.
You go back to Thailand before the year's out?
No, I've been twice. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. If all goes well with Ben Nicky, he wants me to do videos with him.
Mm.
So he will get me tickets for Transmission.
Yeah.
And I've already said them, not the ordinary tickets, because there's only a few left. The ordinary tickets is, you know, you're standing about fucking 3.5 miles.
You want top dog tickets?
No, he's going to try and get me the VIP ones near the stage, so he can show me.
Oh, I will have to be VIP for Thomas.
He lives here, he doesn't he?
Aye, he does.
I went to him last year. On the park, was it? He had his own show.
Good life.
Billy Gillies was on before him. It was fucking amazing. Unbelievable. He doesn't have much of his own songs, though. It's like sets he plays, isn't it? Or does he?
No, the sets as good as it's put. It's all the stuff behind as well. You know, all the lighting and the fireworks.
Thunder, that costs thousands apparently, like for all that there.
Probably.
The production.
I'm looking forward to this emerge now.
So, see the tents, the part, there's good lighting and all, and they have things set up on the roof. You know, the lighting, like you're inside somewhere. Like.
Is it all tents?
Oh, no, the emerge stage is outside. That'll be where Hannah and Ben's going
to
be. And
I want to go to more of them. I've already turned down about 4 or 5 of them. I turned down one in Australia because they're not big enough to pay my fares, pay me expenses over.
They weren't going
to
pay a flight?
No.
Right.
So there's a grand and a half.
What's you'd be out of pocket.
There's another. Plus, it's the time factor because if you're going away over there, you need at least 2-3 weeks.
You're probably losing out by going over there because you're away for so long.
Well, I would charge about 500 a day. And if you're going to one day, they only give me 500, but you're going to blow up.
As well, he has it there. He charges 500 a day.
Money, it's down the house, at the one down gravels for you hereafter.
See if I go to a rave, the likes of Belgium and Amsterdam and Maastricht, all over Europe, mainly Germany, Belgium.
Where's Tomorrowland? Belgium? Holland.
No, both, different country, different year.
It's Belgium
mainly
this year.
It was Belgium this year.
You want to get there one day, do
I
you?
Will. Mm-hmm. I will.
That's the GOAT. That's the best.
When I started off, if this kicked off in January or February, I would have been at them all.
I know. That's right. So it's all only started halfway through the summer. Well, next year you'll be even bigger.
You see here now too, the DJs coming out here is fucking unbelievable. There's so many talented DJs.
I swear to God,
isn't there? Like it's Billy Gilly, some Madrigs.
Sure.
Darnell's doing fucking well, doing class.
Darnell's doing brilliant.
He's out there on a beef every week. It's fucking.
Do you know all them guys was following me before I knew they followed me?
Shugs is the OG. I love Shugs.
You like him? Okay, that's more trancy.
He helped a lot of them boys there too, didn't he? But yeah. What I mean?
It's good. He thinks I'm a header, and he's a header himself as far as I know. So.
Just, I'm wrong with being a header.
That's it, I love it.
Where's he? He's from Belfast too. There wasn't much here for years. Like
UK have Teletech. It's a big event in Manchester. Mm. I think it's based in Manchester twice a year. It's needed.
Oh, it is.
It's fucking needed.
It is.
There's a lot of talented people here, and DJs, producers, whatever you want to call them. I think it's all combined now because, you know, if you call yourself DJ producer, it's to do with money. I think it's to do with money because you cut out anybody for doing messing about with your stuff and doing it the way they like. You're getting that cut as well. So, and you've control over your own stuff. It's the same way in my stuff. A whole lot of people. Have you ever heard of Warner Brothers?
Why?
Well, they wanted to, their one of their subsidiaries now 23. They wanted to just me work for them. $3,000 a week.
Just pay your wage and they...
Just pay me a wage. Mm-hmm. I says no.
Did you? Took that back?
I make a moon it.
What'd you make?
Mm.
What? I just don't know.
I know.
It's just hard. Like, you're on
the... It's when I say $3,000, I'm on about American dollars, which is about 2,200 or whatever, 2,300. Oh. But I can make 2,700 I made in 9 days.
Unbelievable.
Is that from videos or lives? Just both your videos? Just that creator program?
The Labs makes very, very little money. 20, 30, 40 quid, whatever.
There's a new one. So I seen after you do the creator program's 10K, then there's a 100K one, isn't there? What's that one?
I don't even know, but the money I'm getting from creator programs is very, very minimal because most of my videos is 15 seconds, which means you don't get paid for them because you only get paid of a percentage of that video. You have to get people watching it for at least 15 seconds in a minute.
Then that qualifies as a view.
So you'd need to get 1 minute videos all over 20 million to make a few quid.
But you would see the way you've done it, even though you didn't get paid for them videos, they sort of fucking helped your following so much.
This is what I was concentrating on. Once I get the following, go, you can basically relax and do with your own thing. But I kept the tempo up. I haven't slowed down. And there's constant music. People send me stuff all the time. Most of it I check out.
I was going to say to you, I'm sure you've heard a couple of cracking tunes before they've even been released.
Absolutely brilliant. And I'm getting them from the producers. These producers have about 20 DJs from all over Europe.
Do you be honest to them? Like, if you didn't like it, would you say?
I've already told them. I don't say it's shite. I just say I don't feel it's not for me.
I'm just being honest. Like, that's it. Be real.
It's no use because if I'm going to do something that I don't even feel, you know, and it gets shite views, well then I was right.
100%.
Or if it gets millions of views, you know, I wouldn't feel good about it. Usually about once every 2 weeks I get at least one video over a million.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. The girls tell me this, and then I look into it when I would scroll back so the very odd time, and then. But then again, it's easy to check because there's things on TikTok you can click a button and it goes on your top.
The TikTok
videos.
Studio, and you go in and look at everything.
It tells you everything about it. It's amazing too.
Don't even know our way around the lives yet. We only go on when we're drunk. And then we get a load of violations.
That's a nightmare.
How many accounts have you?
One. Do you think we need another one for lives?
Please do at least two.
But you need to go live. You need
1,000 because you will gain a lot of hate. I've got a lot of haters. And it's not haters. It's people that I used to let in my lives are complete wankers. And you get rid of them. And then they end up stalking you and reporting you and all this here. Get at least one up and running. Even put the odd podcast or even bloopers or whatever. That there, you don't even need to go on it. Put one video up a day, and within a week you'll have 1,000 followers, easy.
And then just, if we're going live, go live on that account?
Go live on that account.
So reason being, in case you ever get banned, it's only ever on your backup.
See your Big Daddy account, the one with the fucking hair hit the million. Do you not go live on that then, just in case?
I go live on it.
Do you?
Twice. But I be careful. I only play my music. Whereas in DJ Tommy, what do you want?
You get a bit out.
Retarded looking cunt you get, so I get on to them.
Yeah.
Cause, so see,
but it's not nasty. I like banter.
I've got a crack too, that's it. 100%.
But I don't do that. Well, I do a bit of crack. It's part of me.
You probably have people just sitting waiting on you, calling Nave. Like, no my 10 minutes going, right, Tammy's on 5 minutes.
Well, that's it. That's about it.
Get a tin of beer out of your fridge.
See if I'm not on. Say you're sick one night. Next morning you wake up, you have 80 messages saying you weren't on last night. You all right? This is my mates. I call them as mates because I've been getting a constant. And this is just in DJ Tommy timeline. On the other, it's not too bad because they don't know you personally. There's a lot of people know me personally as DJ Tommy Thailand, where they don't know me personally as Techno Granda.
Yeah.
Here, have you got any? Have you seen anyone trying to copy any of our grandas trying to, or any other kids trying to get their grandas to do it?
There's a lady in England now. She's doing a lot of techno stuff and she's doing well at it. But it's just
a lot of stuff. Out of the back of you, yeah.
All the stuff that she's done, I've done.
Aww. So we sort of happened to us. We brought Shazzy on a podcast and then. There's someone from Dublin, they brought on Baldy. Do you know him? Mm. Baldy, he's like a junkie down there. Mm. He's actually a gypsy. He's a gypsy alcoholic junkie. But they brought him on the podcast. But I've definitely seen it ours. And I went, we'll just do it in Dublin. And then Shazzy messaged me the other day saying there was someone looking to bring, other people looking to bring on. She actually charged us 50 quid as well.
50 quid? Sure, we had to pay it then because we're never going to get her. In fact, it was 4 times that I was doing, then we got her the 5th time.
This is what I mean. See when you're doing a grand job and you're getting people even further out there, plus it's helping you. I like helping people from my home, Ireland, Northern Ireland, whatever, you know, and just everybody should do everything for themselves. Mm. You know where that's going for a start. That fucking infuriates me.
It was our first episode and we knew, like, a lot of people start a podcast. Your podcast came out to 5 years. 5 years, our first podcast went out to... On YouTube's hard to get viewers. It's not as easy. It's not the way TikTok and all work. So our first podcast, most people are sitting around 5K. Our first one's on like near 40,000, which and that's an hour video. So see, to get the monetized on YouTube, you need to have like 250,000 minutes watch time. Mm-hmm. We were able to do that in a week because so many thousand people watched that full hour. Mm-hmm. So that them minutes were done in a week. So we were able to monetize our account. But obviously the fucking, just the filth coming out of her mouth was like, all the ads get in, no one wanted to fucking deal with them because it's just fucking bastard. But
that's our banter, I'd
say. Aye, but her one was different. Hers was...
Is it fail?
Ah, Jesus, mate, she was... It was alright. It's funny, but...
Oh, we finally got what we wanted. We got her all, 50 quid. Fuck knows what she spent that on, for sure.
25 quid each we went, so it was worth it. I would pay it again. Like, well, if it was to do it all over again.
Because they're not famous, they're infamous.
Controversial. We knew what we were doing. There's so many people. People are really chasing it and want it, and that's when it'll not happen for you. Just be authentic and be real, do you know what I mean?
As soon as I started taking off, you know I looked like chasers. They've been contacting me lately.
Hanging out the backy. Yeah, we had that nun on as well. Anna. Have you seen her? Do you know who she sat there too? You can sniff that if you want.
Oh, I'm gonna have a wank over her.
She was trying to touch our car. So she was on when she was on here. She's moved to England now. She's away to Scotland, is it?
She was my type anyway. So
she's moved away. Why do you mean? But
good luck to her.
Good luck to her.
She seems to me intelligent though. Is she?
Smart as fuck.
I wouldn't know what to believe.
Stupid about her. I think she was saying something to try to sanction her down south. That's why she came up here. Sometimes I can remember she was sitting there and I was looking at her and she just started like keeling over, I guess. And I was going, what the fuck? And then back to normal. I was going, can you remember it there?
Oh, come on. Could you imagine banging old thing and she's sitting there? And the Lord says,
no surrender.
What's all that about?
I think she knows that it gets views up here and it plays on.
Definitely screwed loose, but she's intelligent woman. You can tell.
You can tell. A lot of people did say that. They were the first couple, and we've kind of way. We're just staying real. We're not panicking about like we have to keep getting mad people on. Do you know what I mean? Last couple we've had on just normal people. Good stories to tell. Do you know what I mean? People that are current at the time and whatever. So I'm with loads of ideas here.
There's a guy who was on last. Two before you study was out tomorrow. He's probably seen him. He's called Crawford. See that? It's like his name's.
See, everybody says, do you follow this? I don't look at other people's stuff.
But what he does, and he just eats fucking. I mean, you see, if you hand him a bag of shit, he probably eat it. Literally, I'm not lying. This is what he eats, like sardines, putting in a pink glass of milk. He eats and he'll eat it.
Oh, I heard of them before they do anything.
Oh, so we had him on, and he says, right, give me a challenge to do when I come up, and he done it here. So we went over to the Asian supermarket on the Boucher Road, and we went in and just says, what is the most horrible thing that you could put in your mouth in here? And your wee woman went around. She gave
it a dad's cup.
Yeah, she went in, she got a... It was a belt.
Dad's cock in the wok.
She got fermented cheese in a tub of duck's blood. And he had it all.
Your wee woman was just like, what's going on here? Like, what's just, the most disgusting thing that you could
say? He ran in there to be sick. He was sitting over there eating it. Well, I've seen it. He drank all the juice, and then big whack of the fermented cheese, mauling it.
But he's a big fan one, so we got him on. He's going to be out tomorrow. Interesting.
I must watch it. I don't know so big TikTokers because I don't follow anybody. I do my own stuff.
Oh, and you're too busy as well.
See, when I go off TikTok, I do the dishes.
Do you not sit and scroll in that?
I used to. When I first came on, I used to, just to get ideas. And then I says, fuck their cock. And then I started doing my own stuff for humour. Get into music.
Would you have to have, see, because all the notifications coming on your phone, would you have another phone just for like your socials maybe? And then?
I have a blue phone. It's an old phone, but that's to get the accounts that I'm... You're only allowed eight accounts on them things. I have another 7 in case I need that, because sometimes you get gifts and that and you can't lift them, so you transfer them to other people and give them away. And all that.
How many accounts have you been banned?
9. Total banned. Wait.
What qualifies as a ban? Is it
total ban? Well, it's sometimes now it's if you get constant warnings or constant weekly bans or daily bans, sooner or later they will totally ban your account.
See, when it comes up violation, do they all add up? And then once you get so much,
yeah, we
must be
drinking. Seeing you say, must say gay, must get a violation.
There's certain words
because even when we say gig or because of our accent, they think it's we're saying
like,
gay.
And it's then, like when you have people on your leave, if you ever open your box and have their hand they got there or their hand they got here, they get a warning right away because people think they're smoking on leave.
Yes, yes, weird. Yes.
Chef, or vapes or
smoke. That's what I was being smart, like leaning out of. Have a drink and then come back in, but
let's get it back up and running. That's for your legs.
We need to start doing legs. What's where to go if you want? Like
it gets you out there quicker too. And see when you're on, put your show on it. You know this is our show.
And we don't need it. We don't even know how to do it. You could tell us that out there. See when you go on a leg. See when you come off, you just get a load of new followers from it too.
Ach.
You probably won't even notice your followers or go up. What's the most you've gone up in a day?
About 28,000.
In one day?
One day.
Fucking hell.
I was after one particular video, probably. Like
I don't know.
Oh, it's the girls that do that for you, isn't it?
No. I do the Techno Grandad. They just do the Instagram, and they get me some work from Techno Grandad, or my work goes to my email, and then they tell me what's what, and then I do it.
What is your Instagram, Techno Grandad?
Techno.grandad. There's about 4 or 5 fakes out there. Some of them have 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 followers.
They probably have like a notification on your account.
I have a blue tick. The girl's got me a blue tick on the Instagram.
Yeah.
So that proves to everybody you're that's official. The authentic one. So.
Yeah, all of them.
We were saying there, them accounts that are copying you, they'll be making a killing off your videos.
Probably, but as I say, at the end of the day, it gets my name out more, doesn't it?
100%. So that's a good way of looking at it. Some people wouldn't want people to sleep at night because
the girls. They're fucking fuming.
Bastards.
That bastard has 2,000 fucking followers more than us. This is the way they were getting them all the time.
They're all involved.
Honestly.
But they see these people, they're sort of like, that's how they make their money. They have your account, they could have ours, they could have fucking Jennifer Lopez.
One of them was a wee guy from Portugal, and the account he was using, he was doing it on other people before because he had a wee bit of a following already on it anyway.
What's wrong with people doing these things? Like
that's money, mate. They'll be making good money. They'll out of back of him. They'll probably get lifting about $1,000 a week, and then probably a couple of other ones all around the UK, and they're just milking them for
scamming. That's scamming, isn't it?
There's so many different ways to make money on TikTok, on yourself, on your own.
You don't even have to show your face. You can do videos without showing your face, and on people like motivational wee videos, put taggers in the background.
That's only one aspect from the videos. You know, there's about 5 different ways to get paid going on live. There's
affiliate links too, all right?
There's video links, there's everything.
Guy I follow, he makes, he just does him and his girl, they've like 350,000 and they just like they would review something and they just put an affiliate link on it. They're lifting like $50,000 a week.
I can make a hell of a lot more doing affiliate marketing, but I don't know.
You're sort of selling yourself, aren't you? It's shit. It's not good content.
It's boring stuff. I do my own stuff. I get
stick to that, Tommy, because that's the shit. That's the
money's
shit.
I'm making a few quid, yeah, but it's fucking it's loads and
but
loads.
But you're enjoying yourself. See, you start doing end videos that you don't want to do. You're like,
you're going away from.
You're going away from why I came on. I came on with my humour and music. Because I was slagging everybody.
You're a character too, like, I noticed that.
You get dickheads tread out, do you, on the live, you know? You wipe them with your
feet. That damage's wrong.
Because you're on the camera, they can only type so quickly.
That's it. They're still watching you, but you know what I mean? So
let them watch away.
Let them comment away too.
Yeah. What's the most you've had in your life?
As in?
Viewers.
Old people?
Aye.
Gaza, one of my mates told me about 1,200. But that was a DJ telling me, oh, fuck. That was the DJ tell one of no way is so much drama and shite on lives. I have a group chat with my mates. I says, right, we'll do this one, mate. Slag of balls of these fuckers, you know, because it's nothing but drama and fucking everything. And I says to my mates, right, I says, we'll do this here. Let on, I was in the hospital, fingering this woman on a bed, right? And they found out, and all of a sudden, instead of fucking 50 or 70 or 80 in, at 5, 6, 7, and 800.
How does that work? How do they know about that? That's mad.
There's people on WhatsApp groups. Go on to DJ Tommy's live. Bang. There's another 100.
Is that what way it works?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it spreads very, very, very quickly. But that's what I mean. And that thing there went fucking nuts.
We could try one. That's how we trick.
Make up something. You'll get loads in.
Seriously
will.
You must be a master at this game. Like.
Well, I'll tell you that. I told them more, lads, but I'll tell you this, the story of that one, about people going, and they started piling in, and I says, all my mates was calling me, you perverted old fucker. And I was sitting, excuse me, she's in her 50s. How am I perverted?
I got along.
And I says, she enjoyed it, because it was very wet. You know, this is on live. And then everybody was piling in, and then our group chat's going on the side, and I can read it at the side, and they're fucking pacing themselves, laughing, keep it going, don't stop. And we're keeping it going, and then I says, well, how did everybody fucking know then? I says, well, it's quite easy, there's fucking CCTV in hospitals, you know? And then I was giving it that there before she went down for the operation. At least she enjoyed herself.
the viewers were just constantly.
And it was all the drama-ridden bastards, you know?
Oh, straight
and then after that, there, I says, just shows you cunts. I added myself. I says, this is all a joke. This is all a take on. But it was brilliant. That was
so. See, you said that the viewers are strapping you?
No, not for a while.
Well, Tommy,
thanks very much, lads.
It was brilliant having you. That's fucking high. Really, thank you for some character. Thank you.
Everybody, follow these guys. Fucking nay!
Well done, man.